I think it's a great campaign. Obviously, anything to do with creating a healthy lifestyle is something that we all need to get on board with. I think the key things for me, especially when coming up to a busy period, when there's so many treats on the horizon, is to make sure that you're going to get a good plan in. Make sure you know the things that really, I guess, work for you or you really enjoy, and kind of focus in around those areas on what's going to get you physically active. And then set yourself some goals. I think it's always important to have some goals, because as soon as you achieve them, you'll feel good about yourself, and then it'll want or make you carry on want to attack in new areas as well. So for me, I think it's being planned in what you want to do, making sure you get out there to see what's there and set yourself some goals. I think some environments, whether it be a gym or in teams and different types of sport, I think sometimes it can be a little bit intimidating. Obviously, you're having to go into a new group, normally people that you don't really know, but I think it's far from that. I think most of those facilities and teams that are very inclusive, they're screaming out for people to get involved and join them and create something really special. So I think creating that confidence is really key, and just letting yourself go and putting yourself out there and giving yourself that best chance, because as soon as you experience it, you'll really know the benefits of what it can give you, from you feeling more involved, included in different environments, you'll meet new friends, and then obviously you're going to feel better about yourself. And there's nothing better than that feeling once you've been involved in a hard activity or playing in the park or doing some sport with some friends. You just feel fantastic after it. I think it goes to being planned again, because you know everyone's got a busy lifestyle, so you've got to make sure that it fits into your diary. You can't just do it off a whim. So for me, get planned, get organised, find out what's out there, and then set those alarms, even if it's early morning or after work, so you've got everything with you. You've got all your kit, you've got everything you need to make sure you're fresh and ready for work again, and you're organised. And once you're organised, things become a lot easier. I think everyone needs a bit of pat on the back every now and then, and being positive about things is what's going to keep people going and remaining in the sport that they're joining. So, and I think anyone who's involved in sport, whether you're a peer or a coach or someone leading a session, they're full of that, because they know if you build belief in someone, they're going to want to get involved and want to come again. So like that for me, and that's what women are good at, especially if you go in all women's sessions, there's always someone there patting you on the back, wanting to support you, being there for you. And some of these people turn up to be friends for life, and that's the best thing about it. I think body image and stereotypes have definitely taken a shift over the last 5 years, that's for sure. And what annoys me so much is there isn't such thing as a perfect or normal body. But we're always up against it and judged by it. But there's so many incredibly beautiful women of all different body types that are healthy, living a great lifestyle, and just being engaged in activities, making them feel really good about themselves. And therefore, if you're feeling really good about yourselves, you're changing your own mindset. And that is only going to shift a pattern and mindset to other people and making these opinions about body image. Who has a perfect body? It's not even out there. But it's about making yourself feel good about your body. And the way in going out and doing that is obviously being active, being with people, enjoying sport, getting that confidence from it. And then being around these people is going to make you feel better in itself anyway, because you're all sharing the same experiences and enjoying the sport. So it's really important that all young women should get into sport. And the main reasons for it is I think that sport is a great place that is able to build confidence within girls. It's a great place to meet other people, so you feel part of something really strong and unique. But the main thing I think sport gives you, it takes you to a place where you've probably not imagined, and then all of a sudden you become truly comfortable with it and you find things that you've never really achieved. So the amount of self-worth you get through sport is incredible. And what, you know, everyone wants to be fit and healthy.